$10 copays for tier 1 prescription.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tihila calling from Deluxe Home Care. Is this Ray?
Yeah.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
All right.
Okay, that's good. Listen, I know we had your case a while ago. I was just wondering if you're interested in coming back with our agency, Deluxe Home Care, for the home care services?
Yeah.
You are interested?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still interested in having Charmaine be your caregiver?
Who?
What was that?
Who was it?
Bridget? Charnay, maybe? Miss Bridges?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll reach out to her to get her started. But in the meantime, you would have to call up the state to confirm the transfer to our agency.
Okay.
Would you be available now to let them know about this?
Yes, I will.
What was that?
Yeah.
You are. Can you write down our name and my phone number so that we can get this going and you'll be able to say the right thing?
What is it?
Alrighty, so it's Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E. Home Care.
Home Care, yeah.
And my direct line is 314.
314.
501.
Was it 501?
Correct.
All right.
2515.
2515.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to conference the call to the state. It's going to take a few minutes, so stay on the line. It just takes a while to connect with them. And
all right.
What you're going to do, you're going to say, hi, my name is Ray Tramble. I need home care services ASAP, and I want to go with Deluxe Home Care. They're ready to start ASAP. Please transfer my case to Deluxe Home Care. They're going to put the note in, and in about 2 weeks, we can get this going. Okay?
All right.
You got it?
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm going to conference the call. Please hold.
All right.
Community-based services. This is Kathy. Are you calling regarding yourself or someone else?
I'm calling for me, Ray Trumbull.
Okay. What's a good phone number for you in case our call drops that way I can call you back?
No, I don't know it.
Is it the number you're calling from today?
Yeah.
I'm showing 314-501-2515. Does that sound like your
name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, and what is your birth date, please?
1363.
And do you know your Medicaid ID number?
No.
Okay. I can look you up with your Social Security number if you have that information available. I can use that.
Okay. 7896.
I didn't hear your numbers. You broke up at the first. What was that? 496.
Yeah.
Okay.
76.
Okay.
Wait a minute. 4896. Hello?
Hello, I'm looking up your information.
496-76-3896.
Okay, that would help me a lot. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so let me just get that. So 496-76-3896. There you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pulling it up now. I found you.
All right.
All right. All right. Okay, I do have your information pulled up now. How can I help you today?
Oh.
Do you remember what you wanted today?
I was looking for the home healthcare unit.
We are home and community based services. How can I help you today?
Yeah. I was trying to get in there.
What were you trying to get in today?
The home healthcare thing.
Okay. Were you wanting to change something?
Yeah. I was gonna change my home healthcare unit.
Oh, you want to change who your company is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm following you now. So you need to select a new agency to send you your new care people. Okay. All right. Let me get you over to the request team so they can put in this request for an agency that you want now. Okay?
All right.
All right, you hold on. I'm going to transfer you over to that team, and they're going to take your information to put in the new agency that you want, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. I'm going to transfer you over there. They are at option two if our call would drop, but you just hold on. I'll get you over there right now.
All right.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Good afternoon. This is Tasha at Home and Community Based Services. Are you calling regarding yourself or someone else?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get please.
What?
Can I go ahead and get your name, please?
Ray Trumbull.
Okay. And Mr. Trumbull, can I get a phone number in case we get disconnected?
It's the same number that you got.
Okay, that you're calling from?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull up your information. Can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
1363.
All right, and can I go ahead and get your current address?
I'm in a department building.
Okay. All right. And do you have a street address?
Oh. Shit, I don't know. Wait.
All right. Do you live in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the apartment number?
Oh, 511.
511? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the street name?
Oh, it's... I don't know it, man.
Okay.
Right off.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. How can I help you today?
I was calling and then asking for some help. Somebody else.
Okay. So are you needing a provider change?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of the new provider you would like to go to?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and spell that for me?
No, the company. You do the company.
Okay. All right. So currently you're with Healthcare Express?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name of the new company you would like to go to?
Your company.
Oh, the Home Community Based Services?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you do still currently have services with us. Are you wanting to do a provider change from the provider you have now, healthcare?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here what the provider you was wanting before. So are you wanting to go to Deluxe Home Care?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Is that the provider you would like to go to, or do you need a provider list?
I need a provider list.
Okay. All right. I can do that for you. So I will go ahead. Let's get a provider list sent out to you in the mail.